This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
And we're going to go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Becky. Hey, Becky, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
So my question is, how do you create a budget after betrayal? I just found out 6 weeks ago that my husband has been cheating on me. He is repentant and we are both seeing counselors and trying to work through this. And last night we tried to do our budget. We have been following the Ramsey plan for a few years. We are completely debt-free, including our house. So the thing we're not in agreement on is, do we stop our investing and dip into our emergency fund, or do we keep investing and use the money that we sold, that we made from selling the business?
We got a lot going on here, Becky. What business and what money do we need to dip into for anything? Because I thought y'all were debt-free. Help us understand what specifically you're talking about.
My husband sold his business. And they got a new job because, he would have more accountability there. And he would not be working by himself. So we sold our personal business. So the money that we made from that, we could use to help pay for counseling. And also, we took a pay cut. So to help us through in the next few months or years. I guess it takes 3 to 5 years to be clean from all this.
Okay. Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say, I'm really sorry that happened. I'm really sorry you went through that. And that's really, really emotional to take on, in addition with trying to deal with the tactical. So, Rachel and I will definitely help you process the tactical of the money. But I'm just so glad you guys are in counseling, because that is just going to be so great to have a professional in your corner to help you process that as you're going through that.
Yeah. And Becky, you know, we will say a lot on this show that when something kind of tragic happens, just to pause, that you're good. You know, just take a deep breath. And, a lot of times when there's grief involved, and there's a love, and there will be grief with this situation. Yeah. I mean, you're 6 weeks out. It's still really new. This wasn't 6 months ago or 6 years ago. I mean, this just came out last month, right? So, So I would say, you know, on the financial side, you're in a good shape, right? You guys don't have debt. Yeah, you've taken a pay cut. Your lifestyle may be a little different, but I wouldn't make any. I mean, I know you guys sold the business to get him in a position with accountability and all of that, and I think that's a smart move on just you guys and how you're going to function going forward. But I wouldn't do anything rash. I wouldn't make any big decisions right now, because there still is a lot of pain. And so I think for you all, just the budget's probably going to look different because of the pay cut. And so I think relooking at not trying to keep the same lifestyle. And so when you asked about stop investing and all of that, I would do what I can and again, it's going to be hard because it's going to look different. Your lifestyle will look different. But try to live within that new income is going to be the best thing going forward versus taking money out of an emergency fund or stopping investing to keep the same lifestyle that you guys were living 6 months ago. It's just you're in a different spot. So I would do what I can to live off of that new income that he has, create a budget around that. And even if you guys can't, for some reason, make bills on that, but you should be able.
What is it, Becky? I don't know if she said that. What is the income, the new income?
The new income, I'm trying to think, anywhere from around 80, 50 to 80, something like that. So he just got his first paycheck. It was $2,200 for 2 weeks. So whatever that would be annually, I didn't do the math, but
So if you're debt free, I'm just curious. I'm not great at, you know, mental math on the spot, but if you're completely debt free, why do you feel like that you couldn't live on that you'd have to dip into savings or stop your investing for that? Why wouldn't you be able to live on that? Is it your house?
No, the one thing, so because we had inconsistent income before. We try to do our budget a month before. So like what he gets from October, we'll use for the November budget. So we're working ahead. And the thing is we tried to do a month budget off of the 2 week paycheck. And I was like, okay, we need to move money over. And he was not okay with that. He's more like, he likes to pinch his pennies. And we don't need to. We have, you know, so much saved up in our retirements or in our business accounts. Like, we don't have to pinch our pennies right now. He's been very controlling, which makes me angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? I hear that in your voice, Becky. Is that something you're working through with your counselor? Because that's a strong word. That can be.
Yeah. It just came up. So I haven't been, I've been trying to. But
it's painful.
Do you ever talk to your counselor, just you, without him present?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Are you honest with your counselor about what's going on?
Yes. Yeah. I guess this financial thing never came up before because this was our first budget meeting.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And
well,
I was just really triggered, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. Do you think as of now, and it's 6 weeks after, I know that you found out, but you're working to stay together and you think that do you see hope in that?
Yeah. Yeah. We both want that.
Okay.
And I am seeing a change in him. So
yeah,
he wants to change.
Okay.
So that's one thing. I'm like, I even thought about like creating the budget myself instead of because of his bad decisions he made. Like he was spending money on unreported side jobs. So
yeah.
I mean, like using cash in that way for I can't trust him with the finances right now. So that would be my thing. Like,
yeah. Which is legitimate, Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's legitimate. When there's, deceit and lying, where that goes. So, and do you work outside the home?
I do not. I'm a stay-at-home mom right now.
Okay. Okay. Let me just, let me answer a tactical question for you, just so when we get off the phone, you have something to think about. So when you're saying that you guys have never budgeted before, just know that it is always tough. Okay. So you guys running into these kind of conversations and all that, affair or not, is very normal. So just hear that. Give yourself a lot of grace. So the first few months of this is going to be difficult. And number two, the 2 week paycheck is difficult too to budget, because what you're saying is the money that happened from the last paycheck is what you're using for this and all that. So in an ideal world, and especially since you guys are debt free, to have enough money in the checking account that can help you pay for a month's worth of bills on a tactical level is going to help. So if you need to pull that month from your emergency fund to be able to physically pay the bills. And then as the paycheck comes in for the 15th, you're going to use that 15th and then the 30th paycheck for the next month. Does that make sense?
Like,
yes, you're going to still budget every dollar, but the actual cash flow can go. So for him pinching the pennies and all that, you guys just need money in your checking account to help get this budget flowing. Yeah. So you can do that.
Right.
I'm all for that. And for you guys, again, getting a budget together, I think is for sure in a perfect world, but no, there's a lot of pain, Becky. So I just want you to have a lot of grace for yourself. And if you guys can't get to this for another 2 or 3 or 4 months, like, it's okay. Your marriage is important right now. And yes, money is a big component of that. And I want that to get together, but I want you guys to heal from your marriage, which is going to help heal from the trust with the money as well.
And bring that up with your counselor. Bring the budget conversations as an example of the conflict or control to your counselor and help them work through that and dig to the deeper issues. They're great at that. That's what they do. Thanks for calling. I hope that encourages you and helps you get through this tough time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.